It's time for Waseca Blue Jay Basketball on Crew Country 92.1 FM, brought to you by Federated Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, Demel Ford, Mediacom, Landmark Real Estate, iWealth Investment Centers, Snap Fitness, Paston Present Antiques, and Remax Masters. Now to the court, here's Don White with the call.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Williams Arena, where we're getting set for the Class AA quarterfinal. Your Waseca Blue Jays against the number one ranked and once beaten Breck Mustangs. I'm Don White along with Dale Kuyath. And, you know, Coug, it's always a lot of fun. It's a great thrill for the kids to get up here and play on the big court that they see on TV all the time. And It really is just a neat thing, kind of a rare thing for any high school kid to get to this level.
Well, first of all, Don, I can't hear you.
How about this? There we go. How about
there,
that?
There, that works.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's it's just a thrill to get up here and play on the court that the Gophers play on. That should be every kid's goal at the start of a season, to get the state. And the Jays came back from some hardships and have earned a trip up here.
The Jays, what an improbable run that we were on. Let's go back to the end of the season. The Jays were 16-10. They had played some up-and-down basketball. At the end, they entered the tournament. They played Blue Earth Area and absolutely demolished them by 40. And then, Coop, we went down to Fairmont and thought, well, the road might end right here. JWP have the Jays absolutely out of it, down by 15. The Jays go on like a 46-14 run and win by 22. So off you go to the subsection final, where they take on maybe the section favorite in Lake Crystal Walker Memorial. And the Jays play with a lot of poise, held it together against a really athletic team. So we get to the section final. They play a Belle Plaine team, which is really young but very good. And as they have done, Demarius and Duran were terrific. And three of the four section games, Coop, they combined for 40 or more. Just tremendous. The Jays shot only 39%, but they were 21-27 from the free throw line. That was huge. They only turned it over eight times. They did lead the game by 22 before Belle Plaine came roaring back. But then the Jays showed a lot of poise and held on, and here we are. I mean, it's amazing just to see us here.
Yeah, and we said many times, you actually feel kind of sorry for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, because they had an all-senior starting lineup that had played for 3 years. They lost twice to a very good Maple River team who made it to state, and now they lost to the Blue Jays, who made it to state. That team won 73 games in 3 years and never got out of the subsection.
It's an amazing stat. So here the Jays are. We'll talk about this unbelievable opponent in just a moment. But first of all, kind of a tournament update. What we've had so far in Class AAA, Totino Grace beat Stuartville 57-48. De La Salle over Orono 70-64. Mankato East, just down the road, East absolutely demolished Chisago Lakes, 80-41. And then Alexandria, the game that was on this floor just before us, in a thriller, they beat South 72-70. In 4A, Wayzata 77, Rogers 64, Creighton-Durham Hall by one over Farmington 57-56. And Coug, the shocker, Park Center, the number two seed, and Egan, part of the random draw, Egan comes in. They had a very average season. Egan rallies all the way through the section, and they get to state, and they beat Park Center by three. What do you think of that?
You love it. You just love it. Everybody's even when you get up here. It's win and advance or lose and go home, and you expect all of the eight teams to be pretty good, because else they wouldn't be here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, you know, you look at this Jays team, Coop, what do you think's the strength after watching for an entire year, and the weakness of this squad?
Well, the strength is definitely the Russell brothers. They have to be scorers for this team to be good. They have to you know, chances are they probably both have to be in the 20s like they have been the last three games. That's a definite strength, and our quickness is a strength. Weakness is our lack of size, and we just dread it if we see a team warming up with a big man, because we figure they're just going to pound it down inside. But no one has really done that to us this year. Mr. Thompson comes in and battles physically, and then Robrand comes in and gives him a spell, and you know, they aren't very big. Andrew's our biggest at, what, 6'4"?
Yeah.
And Thompson's only about 6'2", but yeah. They'll battle, and our lack of size and our, you know, sometimes our lack of rebounding are what really hurt us.
Well, we said Coug somewhere in early January. The Jays were the team that I didn't think anybody wanted to play, and it turned out to be right in the section. Now here at State, now it's a different level. But you were kind of funny. You said, hey, Don, all it's going to take is to win the subsection and go to State, and we'll get to 20 wins. And lo and behold, we did it again. We got to 20 wins.
We're at 20, and that's always a great milestone to hit a 20 wins in a season.
Which the Jays have done a lot. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and hear from head coach Seth Anderson next. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is the pregame with Waseca State Tournament Basketball.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
This is the pregame with Seth Anderson. And Seth, here we are at Williams. And I guess first and foremost, how's the preparation been since winning that thriller over Belle Plaine?
Good. I think the guys are, the excitement of winning the section title runs off, and then you kind of move on to that next phase of, all right, what's the next thing on the docket? And, you know, a lot of coming up to the state tournament is just a lot of unknowns. I mean, it's brand new for a lot of the kids. Things have changed, you know, venue to venue, and you're just kind of feeling out, hey, when can we go to the locker room? When do we have to get ready for warm-ups? When do we have to get to the hotel? When are we going to shoot around? So there's just so many weird things that you're just trying to fit into a schedule and just kind of keep going as the day goes on.
So how have the kids been? Pretty comfortable with the whole scenario?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're looking forward to it, obviously. I think they know that we have a big challenge ahead of us, and I think that a lot of them are really looking forward to it. I think they're really looking forward to seeing what we can do against some of the state's best up here, and starting off with the best one right off the bat in Breck.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then of course you drew the number one team in the state. They have, I think it's name is Daniel Freitag. Tremendous going to Wisconsin, and they're very talented, very athletic, a reason why they're the number one seed. So I'm sure you've had some time to look and maybe contact some people who've actually played them. What did you find out, and what do we know?
Well, you got to limit your turnovers, first of all. They're so athletic. They run the ball back at you so fast and can score points in a hurry. So we're going to have to really make sure that we do a good job taking the taking care of the ball and getting back on defense. And then we're going to have to do a good job of making sure that they don't fly by us defensively. And hopefully we can get them to shoot some jumpers. And if they make jumpers, we got to tip our cap. But we got to make sure that we're doing a good job of containing people. And hopefully we can get them to shoot some jumpers and rebound the ball and take care of it once we secure it. And hopefully we can keep it to a lower scoring game and see what we can get to.
Do you like some of your matchups with them, some of our guys?
It's a good question. We're about to find out. I think we're going to see some speed that we haven't seen so far this year. So it's really hard to compare our speed to their speed and, you know, what we do well to what they do well. Those guys are Division I athletes for a reason, and it'll be really fun to see how we compare to them and if our stuff works or what adjustments we need to make as the game goes on.
And I'm guessing, Seth, you can't let yourself get, you know, be at the bottom of the hill with the Avalanche within the first 5 minutes. I mean, you got to come out, and I'm guessing that's always a worry. How are you going to handle that first opening 5 minutes? Because you got a lot of young guys.
Yeah, you know they're going to come in confident because they've already played a lot of big games, and, you know, this is a first-round game to them. They might be overlooking us. Who knows? But our guys, it'll be important for that first shot to go down or for score early on where it just kind of take a deep breath and, oh, we're playing basketball again. And that's always the big worry when you get up here is, are we ready? Can we get to playing basketball, or is the stage and the bright lights making us jittery? So hopefully we can get a shot down early, rebound the ball a couple times early, and get those jitters out of the way.
Seth, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Go Blue Jays.
Seth Anderson back in 1 minute with the pregame with Seeker Blue Jay Basketball.
To successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Well, we're back at Williams Arena, the house that Kevin McHale and Michael Thompson and Jim Dutcher and Bobby Jackson and Willie Burton and Vashawn Leonard, should I go on and on?
Keep on going.
The house that these guys built, and it's a lot of fun. Such rich story tradition in this building, and hopefully the Jays can add to that here tonight. Now, Coug, their task, the roadblock, is the biggest in Class AA and number one Breck. They are 28-1. Their only loss was a two-point loss to Minneapolis Washburn a couple of weeks ago. But, Coug, these guys, they are a wrecking crew. I mean, they dispatch opponents. They average about 88 points a game. They are ridiculous defensively. And if that's not enough, they also have Daniel Freitag, who's going on to Wisconsin, and this guy is just he's a guard who stands about 6 feet tall, but he's just a freak athlete. So they're a team that can just absolutely swarm you under and bury you in a heartbeat. It'll be interesting to see a team of this caliber. They've been the best team in the state all year.
Yeah, their quickness is a thing that Waseca's got to be able to deal with, because they've got five guys that can really move on both ends of the court. So you can't let them steal the ball and get easy baskets. And you somehow have to try to defend. I wonder, I'm thinking maybe Seth will be on his own, because I don't know if we can match up with him man-to-man. But that, we'll see that in a few minutes. But, yeah, the quickness is a big thing. We didn't see a lot of size from him warming up. And I probably shouldn't mention this, but the Wisconsin guy, I don't think he made a shot the whole warm-up session.
Good.
Which means he'll come out and bury everything he shoots.
He's just lulling us to sleep. Yeah. By the way, Coug, there are two common opponents. Did you know that?
No.
This team beat Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial by 21 back in January, and they took apart Jordan by 36 in early March. So there are some common opponents. I would have to bet that Coach Anderson made a little phone call to a couple of these guys.
I'm sure he did.
This team, Coug, they're out of the Independent Metro Athletic Conference, and obviously they were unbeaten there. They were 9-0. They have teams in that conference like Blake, St. Paul Academy, Minnehaha Academy, Providence Academy, Minnehaha Academy, also in the state tournament, and Mounds Park Academy. So it's all the private schools. But, you know, Coug, going up and down that conference, I mean, you have two teams in there that have over 22 wins and one team that almost had 20 in Blake's. I mean, it's a really good conference.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we a little familiarity with Minnehaha Academy over the past few years.
So, yeah, yeah.
If you take them down, you know this team is pretty good.
So the rest of the state tournament here in AA, obviously the Jays, who are the bottom of the random draw, getting to, the pleasure of playing Breck. You have Minnehaha Academy. They will play the game afterwards against Pequot Lakes. That's the 5-4. And then on the other side at Target Center, a team the Jays have beaten, Jackson County Central. They play Albany, who's the number two seed. And then Pelican Rapids will play Lake City, the number three seed. Boy, Coog, you look at this tournament, it looks like just from an outsider looking in, it looks like it's Breck and it's everybody else. Yeah. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. Breck is the overwhelming favorite, no doubt about it. And if anybody knocks him off, it'll be an upset no matter who beats him.
And if the Jays would come in here and pull off the miracle, there would be seven other teams that would be leaping for joy.
Probably waiting for them in the, under the tunnel, congratulating them.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing I was going to bring up, Coog, Williams Arena is very unique for the fact that there's no backdrop. There's nothing behind you. And you and I have done state tournament games from here on many occasions, many, many occasions. It always fascinates me to see if the guys can focus in this type of a backdrop. There's just nothing behind you.
Yeah, it's wide open. You got to really concentrate because, that takes a little getting used to with nothing, no walls behind you.
And, of course, you're on the elevated floor, which I think is a little bit different from some guys as well, don't you?
Yep. Of course, this one isn't so bad. We played on one back in high school at Glencoe, and you made a dive, and you ended up three rows in the band. So this one, at least you can't drop off very far. So, but, yeah, that's a little different. I told Don it feels like I'm watching this game with my head tilted upward because we're right on floor level, and I'm looking at everybody's knees if I look straight ahead.
And you're always looking at everybody's shoulders anyway.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. And a pretty good fan base here, Coug, so far. Wasik and Breck, the fan bases are fairly similar from what I've seen so far.
Yep.
And we know Wasik travels, so it's good to see the fans up here and supporting the kids. I know that, a lot of folks kind of hard to get here for a 6 o'clock game right away, but... hopefully, if you can't get here, thanks so much for tuning in to Crew 92.1 FM and crew92.com. Of course, you can listen back and hear any one of these broadcasts on crew92.com, crew92.com, just under Waseca Sports, and the broadcasts from the year are here. Let's take a break, and we'll come back starting lineups and get Coog's keys back in a minute. Waseca Blue Jay Basketball.
Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcast on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contract required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue!
At RE/MAX Masters of Waseca, finding a realtor doesn't have to be a Hail Mary pass.
Hi, this is Blaine Nelson.
And Blair Nelson.
We are ready to help you be a ground gainer in real estate.
Your hometown team.
Downtown Waseca, 835-1466.
Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX Masters, always a fan.
Always a Blue Jay.
Back at the Class AA State Tournament at Williams Arena, Don Whitedale, Kuyath courtside as we get set for this quarterfinal, the Jays and Breck. Let's run through the starting lineups. First of all, for your Jays, it will be 6-foot junior Demarius Russell, averaging about 16 per game. 6-foot 2-inch senior Jacob Thompson. Jake on the year is averaging about 4 a game. 6 foot 1 inch sophomore Duran Russell. Duran averaging about 17 per game. Also Laird Keaton, 6 foot 2 inch senior. Laird averaging 12 per game. And rounding out the starting lineup is 6 foot 1 inch senior Zach Holscher. And Zach on the year averaging about 10 per game. For Breck, it will be senior Daniel Freitag. And we've talked about him a lot. Going D1, he is tough. Also, Hanif Muhammad. He is a senior guard. J.P. Musoki He is a sophomore and a forward, D'Angelo Dungy. D'Angelo is a sophomore guard, and Miles Newton, he is a junior guard. Breck 28-1, champions in Section 5AA. The Jays 20-10, of course, champions of Section 2AA. Head coach of the Jays, Seth Anderson. And this, by the way, is Seth's third appearance in the state tournament, along with 19 and 21. Head coach for the Breck Mustangs is Harry Sony, and he has got a loaded, loaded team. So, Coop, break it down and tell me what you think.
Well, just first on, look across at the Breck starting lineup. All five are about the exact same size.
Yeah.
No height. They're all about six-footers, it looks like. 6'1", I don't
six
know.
6'1", 6'2", right yeah. in there. Yep.
Everyone looks like about the same height. Well, I think number one tonight is the speed. You know, we watch the Russell boys all year long, and we don't think there's anyone as fast as them. So if they're having trouble getting shots off or having trouble stopping the Breck kids, we're in big trouble. That means there's a lot of speed on that side of the court. Number two, I think we've got to get on the boards. We can't give them more than one shot of time down the court. And number three, I think, Don, we've got to be hot, and they've got to be not so hot for us to stay in this game.
The Jays average 73 a game. They give up 63 a game. And Breck comes in, they average, as I mentioned, actually about 86 a game. They give up 61. So scoring has really never been a problem for them. And this is kind of scares you, Coog. This is what they did through their section run. They weren't even challenged. They beat Jordan 97-61. They beat Blake 87-61. And they beat North 91-74. I mean, they weren't even challenged in their section. So we'll see if the Jays can challenge them. And you could tell in talking with Coach Anderson, you know, he's very nonchalant about a lot of things, but I could see that he is extremely nervous with their speed and their quickness. He said, if you allow them, they will take the basketball, they'll be down the court before you blink. And it's 2 points, and you're in trouble. So I think that's the huge, huge part.
And the tough thing is, Don, you just can't simulate that in practice because you don't have any guys that are that fast to show you how fast they are. But, yeah, we've got to stop them from fast break after fast break, no doubt about it. And we've got to be able to get into the lane with the Russell boys and get some shots off.
Yeah, and it's been amazing because, Coop, we've been the team that teams can't simulate what the Russells bring.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons we made it through the section because, you know, the Russells averaged about, each of them averaged about 20 points a game through this the section subsection tournament. Well, now for the first time, the Jays are going to face a team where you've never seen this kind of speed and athleticism. So, to me, Coop, I think the first 5 minutes, don't get so just absolutely so out of your game that you get lost right away.
Yep, stay with them, make them think a little, hey, these guys are pretty good. You can't get at the bottom of the hill and have to work up it for a half plus another half of the first half.
Well, it's been an interesting tournament so far. As we mentioned, the big shocker, Egan knocks off the team that many thought would be playing at least in the title game, Park Center. And Egan went on just a magical run out of nowhere to win their section. So, hey, maybe Lightning can strike twice. What do you think?
That's why you play the games, Don. If we would just say Breck's too good, we wouldn't have to play the game. Let's get out and prove it.
The Jays will be in their white uniforms with the blue numerals and gold trim. Breck will be in their navy blue kind of uniforms with gold numerals and trim. Has to help as well, Coop, that Coach Seth Anderson, you know, he's been here. He's been down this road.
Yeah, he knows all the extras that go on when you're up at a state rather than a normal game during the year. There's a lot of PR stuff that goes on, and you've got to be able to handle it and be ready to play when your game comes up.
13th appearance, by the way, at the state tournament. Let's see if I can ramble it off here. 1918, 1919, 1946, 44, 46, 74, 75, 87, 88, 2002, 16, 19, 21, and now. How's that?
Pretty
good. That's not bad for a guy who's terrible at math.
Pretty good.
And this is another thing I was thinking. How blessed have we been, Coop, that we have had it three different times now where the group in front of them, we watched what they did, and then the next group morphed into the same thing. Look at the 2018-19 Jays. State tournament in football and go on to the state finals in basketball. That team in 21. They won their section in football, but there wasn't a state in 2020. And what did they do? They won it all in 21. And now this group, they go to state in football, and here they are, the state tournament in basketball. How lucky and blessed are Waseca to have this kind of group just morph. They just kind of slide one into another, one into another, one into another. It's amazing.
And it's great. People always talk, yeah, that football, that starts your whole season off. If you have a good football season, it seems like all the other sports are pretty good too.
And you and I have said that, Coop. The more times you're in the heat, the more times you're under the spotlight, the more times you're under pressure, the better you are. All right, ready to go. By the way, one of the officials came over. I used to work with him on these very airwaves many, many years ago. I tried any way I could, you know, maybe to, you know, maybe help us along. He didn't bite at any of it. So, all right, crowd's ready. Teams are ready. Cougar, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's tip this thing off. Double-A state tournament. Champs of Section 2AA are Jays. Champs of Section 5AA, the number one team in the state, the Breck Mustangs. Keaton, he will jump opposite Masoki. Laird goes about 6'2". Masoki goes about 6'3". They have a couple of guys, Coug, that go about 6'3". It's big as either team gets on the floor. Tap controlled by Breck. With the basketball, Miles Newton. He'll hand it back to free tag.
They're starting in a zone, Don.
Here's Muhammad. Now free tag. They'll look inside. Miles Newton. Top of the circle with the basketball. It is Muhammad. Now free tag. He'll put it on the floor. He penetrates to the rim. The shot is good. But note, they're going to say he was fouled before the shot. And I think they're going to call who with the reach-in. Thompson will pick up the foul, his first team's first. So they'll inbound, long three, Muhammad, no, rebound, flies out of bounds, Jays are going to take over. Hey, there's a good start. Now the Jays get to see this defense, Coogan. It's on you from the moment you grab the ball.
Man-to-man pressure, the length of the court they're going to go with.
And this is what they do. They want to get turnovers. They want to get the ball. They want to get a lead. They want to bury you. Jays just, well, we couldn't find the ball. It went all the way down the stairs and out into the alley. Thompson will inbound to Demarius. Hands it off to Duran. And Duran will bring it across the timeline. Here comes Russell, left wing. Hands it to Holscher. Holscher, right side, Demarius. Demarius works top of the circle between the legs. Tries to penetrate, left hand off the window. No good, rebound is grabbed by Musoki. Quickly up court comes Muhammad. Here's free tag.
Oh,
wraparound pass, he traveled, but he threw it out of bounds.
Definitely walked on that.
Took two steps, but he threw it away, so a good break for us. Thompson will inbound to Marius, just underway in this quarterfinal. Russell, the Russells have been unbelievable. Keaton in the corner, Holscher, quick trigger three, no. Thompson the rebound, back to Keaton. Keaton, bounce pass to Demarius. Demarius, three ball, that no good, weak side board. Grabbed by Masoki. Up court quickly to Muhammad. Left wing free tag. In the corner, Newton will go baseline. Pass underneath. Now back out to free tag. Baseline double clutch. Finds Muhammad. Three ball corner. No. Weak side board. Grabbed by Duran. So both teams, Coop, start out a bit cold, and that's good news. Here comes Demarius. He'll penetrate. Nice pass to Thompson. Missed the layup. Oh, my gosh, Jake. You got to go strong. He might have been hit on the arm,
got
but no
bumped,
call.
Yep.
Here's a pass. Tipped. Grabbed by Freetag. Freetag will put it on the floor. No look pass underneath.
What a beautiful pass.
And he finds Newton wide open. 2-0 Breck. Wow, how about that? Russell, left wing Thompson. Jays have had early opportunities. Thompson in the corner, Demarius. Demarius, what a matchup with Freetag. Crossover, pull up, jumper, no. Rebound grab by Breck. It was hauled down by Dungy. Pass underneath, shot up good, and that's Misoki. It's Freetag to Misoki, and it's 4-0 Coug on Freetag setting him up.
You got to get back in a hurry and get into that zone because they're blitzing us before we're really set up in it.
Well, a reach and foul on Hanif Muhammad, his first team's first. And Coug, the Jays have had scoring opportunities. You can't miss layups, not against this team. Thompson, Demarius, Duran. Duran right wing. Duran hands to Duran. Demarius to Duran, tries to penetrate, lost it. Turnover on the Jays. Up court, Freetag. Freetag steps around. Demarius lays it in. Boy, that was the big time Euro step, and it's 6 donut. And Coug, you got to stop this bleeding. Duran thought about a three. He'll put it on the floor in the corner. Onstead, who just checked in. 3-ball counted. Big shot by Carson Onstead. And Coug, he just does that.
There he comes off the bench.
He steps off the bench and knocks down a three. 6-3. Big bucket. Muhammad now to Freetag. Right wing. Newton, he'll take a three. That one, no good. Board Keaton. Laird hands it off to Demarius. Demarius with the basketball. Right wing, Jake Thompson. And Coug, sometimes you got to settle in, right? Oh, Onstead. Corner pass to Demarius, tipped out of bounds by Freetag. Even little passes like that, you got to be aware. This is quicker than you've seen. New man in the game is Moo Muhammad. And Andrew Robrand comes in for the Jays. Don White, Dale Kuyat, courtside here at Williams Arena. Demarius working on Freetag. Demarius, he'll take to the hole, leans in, no good. Rebound grab by Misoki. Quickly up court, Misoki to Newton in the corner for Muhammad. Now Freetag, he'll drop 3-ball, no. Long rebound, Robrand. So Robrand grabs one, hands it to Duran. And Coug, nobody's shooting terrific. Here's a chance. Demarius, left wing, Laird Keaton, he'll put it on the floor, had his pocket picked. Coming the other way, all alone, lays it in. That is Hanif Muhammad. You can't be lazy with the ball. They'll get you. 8-3. Duran. He'll put it on the floor. Duran all the way to the window. Shot no good. Robrand, the rebound, put back. No good, but he's fouled. Good work by Andrew, and he'll go to the line. Well, Coug, it seems like just from early on, if our big guys will just get in there and muscle, I think there's rebounds to be had here.
Definitely, yep. You just got to really be conscious of screening them out all the time because they jump higher than normal people.
Oh, nice follow through by Andrew. Knocks it down, 8-4. Ethan Hiller will come in for the Jays. He'll replace Keaton. And into the ball game is Carter Steinbeck, a junior for Breck. Robrand missed the second one. 8-4, Breck on top. Freetag up the left sideline. Freetag trying to direct traffic. Bounce pass on the wing. That is Moo Muhammad back to Freetag. Freetag, free throw line, Steinbeck, Freetag, touch pass, Steinbeck right to the front of the rim, lays it in. Too easy.
He's a good passer.
Boy,
Freetag.
He's good. And Coug, maybe that's the part of this game nobody talks about. He averages about 23, 24 a game. But man, can he pass. Duran, top of the arc, Robrand. Now Duran. Corner. Demarius, he'll penetrate. Demarius to the rim. Shot no good. Steinbeck the rebound. Steinbeck pushes to free tag the other way. Free tag. Oh, boy. Underneath is Newton. Reverse layup. What a pass, Coop. He is passing guys open everywhere.
The Blue Jays' back row is coming out too high because they're running the baseline on us and sneaking guys behind our back line.
12-4, and boy, Coog, if my math's right, Free Tag's already has four assists. Carson Onstead picks up the dribble, hands it to Duran. Duran will put it on the floor, works back to half court. Russell on the wing, Hiller. Right wing, Onstead tries to penetrate, nothing there, back to Duran. 16 on the shot clock. Duran lost it, got it back. Now on the wing for Onstead. He'll penetrate. Onstead picks up the dribble, fires to Robrand. 8 on the shot clock. Here's Demarius. Long three, no. Rebound. Run down by Hiller. And Hiller's going to be fouled by Mu Muhammad. 12-4 Breck here early on. And Coog, it's not so much that Breck has just been burying us. The Jays have missed a lot of shots.
Jays are not shooting well at all, but...
Well, to be honest with the Coug, we're 1-4-10. That yeah. tells you.
The quickness, the Russell seem to be able to get in there, but then they're seeing big people waiting for them once they get in there and can't put it down.
Thompson back to Demarius. Demarius a three way short. And Coug, early on, he's having a hard time finding the range.
And that's a wide open shot that he just missed there.
And he missed it by a lot, and that's that backdrop that I talked about. Well, they'll get the basketball in. Demarius from the baseline, and a whistle blows, and they're going to call a foul, a holding right on the inbound. And they're going to call that on Dungy, I believe. Nope, they're going to call it on on Steinbeck. That'll be the fourth team foul. Jays have one. Duran cross court to Thompson, right back to Demarius. 12-4 Breck. Demarius, left wing Hiller. Now Duran. Duran will penetrate all the way to the rim. Shot no good. He got fouled. He'll shoot a pair. So he finally found a sliver, Coug, and got there. And that'll be the, I believe, the fifth team foul. The Jays are 1-for-11, Coug, and right now Breck is 6-for-10. So Duran, about 64% at the line. And first one, no good. He was absolute money during the tournament. And now the Jays, again, having a hard time just finding the range. Holscher will come back in. Onstead will take a breather. And Duran missed the second one. Long rebound tipped, grabbed by the Jays. Jays 1-for-4 early on at the line. And here's a pass stolen by Freetag, and Freetag's going to take it all the way down and throw down a thunder dunk. That's turnover three, and the Jays now trail 14-4. Coug, he must have been a foot and a half above the rim. Holy Christmas. Duran Russell, 14-4. Breck is rolling. There's Duran into the paint. Now pass underneath to Thompson, and he misses a reverse layup. And on the rebound, I think a foul is going to be called. Or is it a jump ball arrow? Nope, jump ball arrow. And Coug, the Jays are 1-for-12.
Yeah, and they can't afford to do that against a team like this.
And it's 14-4. Coug, if you're 5-for-12, you're in this game. They get it into Keaton. Keaton, turnaround, baby hook. That, no good. Rebound, free tag. And the Jays just can't finish a shot. Every time they go up, there's a hand or a body there. Muhammad, free throw line, Steinbeck, back to free tag, and he throws up a three, no. Long rebound, got grabbed by Steinbeck, right over the top of Thompson. Here's Muhammad. Muhammad steps through, finds free tag, he throws up another three, that one no good. Weak side board, Jays. Up court, Demarius, left sideline. Demarius, crossover, Demarius, nothing there, he just can't get to the rim. Demarius finds Duran. Duran left-hand layup. Finally, they get to the rim, Coug, and break a long string of misses. 14-6. With the ball, Dungy. Cross-court to Muhammad. Corner, free tag. Back to Muhammad. Hanif Muhammad. Bounce pass. Steinman down the corner. Here goes baseline Newton. Back on top, Muhammad. He'll take a quick trigger three. No. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Breck. And actually, it was Teddy Cook. Teddy Cook is new in the ball game for the Mustangs.
Two things impressed me about Breck early, Don. Unlike a lot of teams that score so many points, they move the ball well on offense. And defensively, I think they play tough defense, all of them.
10 minutes to go here in the half. Jays trail. Here goes Demarius leaning in. Shot no good on the way up. He lost it. Coming the other way quickly, Muhammad in the corner. Hanif Muhammad. Top of the circle is Dungy. He'll penetrate. Pull up in the paint. Good. He got beyond that first defender at the free throw line. Knocked it down. 16-6 Breck. Ron Russell. Jays at Williams Arena. This double-A quarterfinal. Left wing Demarius. He's on the floor. Demarius, spin move. Nothing there. He traveled. He was going to go right, Coog. There was two guys there. He tried to stop and go left, and he took a step.
Well, they've completely got Demarius' number at the start of this game.
Well, I think they did a little scouting, don't you?
He's doing some things that he would get wide open layups off of, and he's getting tied up on this.
Yeah, here's Dungy. Now Hanif Muhammad in the paint. Masoki, who just came back in. Bounce pass to a wide-open Newton. Two-hand swash. And it is all Breck, 18-6. Timeout Jays back in 30 seconds. We'll see the Blue Jay basketball.
At Landmark Real Estate in Waseca, Molly Erdman and John O'Neill know the area like the back of their hands. Once a Blue Jay, always a Blue Jay. They're here to help you through the closing process, whether it's your first home or your forever home. They will do what it takes to get the best deal for you. Find them at LandmarkMinnesota.com and in Waseca just off Elm Avenue. They're ready to be your realtors from a fresh start to forever. Go Jays!
At Williams Arena here in St. Paul, Jays trailing 18-6. And we knew, Coog, how good this Breck team is. I just didn't know how well they passed the basketball and moved it around.
Very unselfish offensively. Yeah. They pass and move without the ball.
They cut to the hoop all the time. Jays have had plenty of opportunities, but right now, Coog, we're 2 of 15 from the floor.
Yeah.
Demarius hands to Duran. Duran in the corner for Demarius. He's got a good look at a three. What an air ball. He'll try another one. Another air ball. Oh, boy. And on the way up court, Holscher commits a foul. Wow. Coog, I haven't seen anybody do that, much less Demarius. Back-to-back three-ball air balls, and Coog, the second one was farther than the first one from the hoop.
And both wide open.
And right now, Coog, it's in his head. He's just, you can see it on his face. Well, Dungy will bring it across the timeline. Corner for Cook, right back to Dungy. Dungy wide open underneath is Newton. Out in the wing, Cook, three ball count. And Coog, the one thing we didn't want to happen early has happened. They're just running away within the first 10 minutes. Laird Keaton tried to step through, had a shot blocked, got it back. And the shot continued to go nowhere for the Jays. There's a pass to Duran. Boy, the defense has stepped up. Duran, pull up 15. That one way short. And a rebound grab by Muhammad. Here's Masoki. Dungy back to Muhammad. 21-6 Breck. Wow. Here is Muhammad. Muhammad will penetrate. Pull up free throw line. Good. What do you do, Coog? I don't know. What do you do? It's 23-6, and the Jays have no answer. Timeout, back in 30 seconds. Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcast on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contract required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue!
Well, here's the Jays. They trail 23-6, Coog, against what's seemingly an invincible opponent. I don't know where you turn right now.
Well, we can't stop them defensively, and we can't score anything offensively because we're shooting so poorly.
And the Jays are 2-for-19, yeah, folks. I mean, that's just 2-for-18. It's just beyond ridiculous how much of a struggle it's been. And right now, Coog, the demeanor on the court has changed for the Jays. They're starting to droop a little bit. You got to keep fighting, though, regardless of what's happening. So here comes Demarius, working on Miles Newton. Demarius cross center court at the Gopher logo, passes to Duran. Even a little four-foot pass is hard. Cross court to Onstead. Onstead in the corner, Duran. And the Jays just have had a terrible time finding the range on this court. Duran out top to Laird. Laird will penetrate. He'll go to the rim. Shot good, and he's fouled. Nice play.
And even when the Jays break to the hoop and look like they're going to get in, Breck pops out with a double team and just puts you in a jam.
So 23-8, Keaton will go to the line. Laird on the air, about 68%. And it's good. 23-9. Hanif Muhammad crossed the timeline. Round a pick by Muskokie. Right wing Newton, he'll penetrate. Fires right back on the wing to Cook. Now corner, Newton. Newton will penetrate underneath Muskokie, and he's all alone. I mean, Coog, they work the ball, and then they find a wide-open guy in front of the rim. Where are our defenders?
Well, they move the ball so quickly that our zone can't keep up with it.
That makes a good point. Ethan Hiller, free throw line. Hiller bounce past Keaton. Keaton will try to back his man in. Nothing there. Back to Demarius. 18 on the shot clock. Cross court, Hiller. Hiller on the wing, Laird. Laird baseline, step back, Laird three, got it. Little bit of life from the Jays. Laird Keaton makes it 25-12. Like I said, Cook, you just got to keep fighting. Oh, there's a pass almost stolen by Demarius. Hanif Muhammad, wide open three. I mean, wide open, bang. Nothing but the twine, and it's 28-12, Breck. Here's Onstead. Onstead will penetrate. Onstead to the rim. Shot blocked by Muskokie. Other way comes Hanif Muhammad. Hanif in the corner for Cook. Good look at a three. In and out and in. Halfway down. Bounce back out and right back in. And it's 31-12. Right wing Keaton. Keaton will penetrate. Pull up baseline. Good. Laird Keaton. Coog is single-handedly the offense for the Jays. 31-14. Don White, Dale Kuyath, Williams Arena on Crew 92.1 FM, crew92.com. State quarterfinal here in AA. Hanif Muhammad of the free throw line spins. Nothing there. Back to Miles Newton. Newton on the wing. Dungy, he'll take a three. Oh. And they can't miss right now. 34-14. Coog, it's like they have seven guys out there.
And this is all with the Wisconsin boy sitting on the bench.
Yeah, here's Keaton, another three. That one doesn't go. Muskokie with the board. Hands off to Muhammad. Hanif to Cook. Back to Hanif. Back to Cook. Corner for Dungy. Dungy in the interior. Muskokie, he'll just back in. Hiller go right around him and lay it in. That's way, way, way too easy. And the Jays will call another timeout. Breck by 22, 36-14. Back in 30 seconds with Seeka Blue Jay basketball.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Extreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. And now we're leading the way in bringing you one of the nation's first 10G platforms and blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further with the launch of Mediacom Bolt. You want internet that can't be beat? Call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Extreme team today.
Well, 36-14. Jays have a couple of timeouts left, Coog, that's it. We have 4:54 remaining in the half. And one thing that's also impressive, Coog, is in their top eight or nine guys, there's just not a drop-off. Everybody can come out and just destroy you. Jays have just, again, you got to keep fighting, keep battling, try to get some points on the board, and just kind of hanging. But you have to know, Coog, at some point, I mean, the opponent you're facing is better than anything you've faced ever.
And the Russells combined have 2 points.
That's true. And they've been averaging over 40. Here's Onstead. Onstead will penetrate in there. Nothing there. Back to Demarius. Now Duran. Right wing Carson. Little jab step. Penetrates. Finds Thompson. Thompson top of the circle. Duran. Duran. Crossover. Freitag picked his pocket. Ball's loose. Duran got it back. Hands to Hiller. Now Thompson. The four on the shot clock. Duran from half court. No. There was 2 on the shot clock, and he had to jack it up. Oh, boy. Keaton will come back in. Hiller will take a break. 36-14. Here comes Newton. Newton.
And the Jays are going to try man-to-man now.
Now back in the game is Steinbeck, too. Well, I don't know if you can go man-to-man on this bunch. Dungy, Masoki, Freitag. No look again. Ball is tipped out of bounds. He does that no-look wraparound, Coog, and, boy, it's usually right on the nose. That one was tipped out of bounds by Demarius.
Well, I give Seth credit. I mean, they've riddled our zone. Why not try this?
You got to do something. Newton will inbound way out top, half-court Freitag. Freitag penetrates. He'll pull up, little 10-footer. That's off the mark, and Demarius a weak side board. Hey, Coog, they missed. Lo and behold, down court quickly is Laird Keaton. In the corner for Carson Onstead. Quick trigger three. Got it.
Well, the no background doesn't bother Onstead.
No, he seems to be okay. 36-17. All Breck so far. Steinbeck. Now Miles Newton. Nice baseline move to Dungy. Freitag, Masoki, he'll step back and knock down a three. Wow, even their center, Coog, steps back and hits a three. And a timeout called. 39-17. I think that timeout was by Breck. We'll be back in 30 seconds with Seeker Blue Jay Basketball.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Well, right now, the Jays trying to offer up something. 39-17, Breck has scored in every way, inside, outside, three ball, wide open layups, great passing. Here's a ball tip. And it's grabbed by Masoki. Demarius will tie him up. Jump ball arrow, I think, Breck. Back in the game for Breck is Moo Muhammad. .305 remaining in the half. Jay's just trying to get to half. And right now, Coog, Breck pretty much on pace for their 87 a game. Corner Cook to Freitag, working on Duran. Now he'll pass it underneath, ball caught by Steinbeck, couple of head fakes, goes up, shot blocked from behind by Demarius. Nice shot, and then Duran grabbed the ball. That was good effort by Demarius. When Coog is the last time Demarius didn't score in a half. Keaton, long three, no. Onstead swooping in, tries to grab the rebound, but he couldn't. Freitag, as the ball was rolling out of bounds, an amazing save to his teammate. He'll go the other way. Penetrates, no look pass to Steinbeck, but Coog, it was behind the back and nobody was looking, including his teammate.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he saw him standing there, but the pass was right there. That's only the third. Jays only have 4 turnovers. I mean, they haven't exactly done a bad job in that area, but it's just right now they're about 6 for 26. Duran, top of the circle, 2:15 to go. He'll spin. Duran to the rim. Shot good. What a strong move. 39-21. Or 39-19, excuse me. Nazib Muhammad. Muhammad will penetrate. Gets to the baseline, and he actually got fouled as he got to the baseline by Duran. That's Hanif Muhammad. The third team foul on the Jays. By the way, the Mustangs have six. 39-19. Free tag. Free tag on the floor. Free tag. He'll go to the wow. Double clutch. Circle motion in the air. Hanging there forever. Lays it in. Gets fouled. Off to the line he goes.
Well, that was a mismatch. You saw it coming. Robrand was on free tag. And two steps and he was by him and in for a layup.
Well, Cougar, I hate to tell you this, but I think everybody's a mismatch for free tag. Back to the first opportunity at the line for Breck, and it's 42-19. Jay's just trying to get to halftime. Holscher now with it. Onstead. Onstead will penetrate. Onstead with the left hand off the window. No good. Rebound. Onstead, he went back up and got it stripped on the way up. Back the other way, Moo Muhammad. Now free tag, and he traveled. Took a couple of steps. 42-19. Ethan Hiller will come in for the Jays quickly. We're down to a buck and a half remaining in the half. All Breck. Remember, Coog, this game was 6-3. Seems like a long time ago. Here comes Duran across the timeline. Now Hiller with it. Hands off to Demarius. Demarius, Coog has not scored. When can you say that? Demarius. Now Hiller. Bounce pass to Robrand in the corner. Holscher, Holscher. Whoa. Three, no good. And the rebound grab by Muhammad. That'd be Moo Muhammad away up court. Not Hanif Muhammad to free tag. Hands it off. No look to Mel. Now a three ball fired up. Good. Hanif Muhammad, his second three, and it's 45-19. Jays have run into a monster. Demarius, couple of head fakes. Spin move, throws up a shot. No good again. He just can't even get the ball to the rim. Here comes Miles the other way. Three ball corner. That no good. Rebound grab by Holscher. Duran left wing. Duran. Fadeaway shot blocked by Freetag, and Freetag had some words for him after he blocked his shot. Here comes Demarius. Crossover. Demarius to the rim. Left hand got it. First bucket of the night for Demarius. And we're down to 13 seconds to go. Last shot now for the Mustangs. 45-21. Nasif Muhammad. 5 seconds to go. Muhammad, he'll put on the floor. Muhammad fell down. And I think they're going to say the Jays fouled him. He wasn't shooting, I don't believe. So Breck will have 2 seconds to get a shot off. The Jays are 8 now for 32, Coop. And here's Breck. They'll inbound a free tag. Tried to elevate over everybody and missed the shot. Wow. He went up with one hand about a foot and a half over the rim, tried to grab it and throw it back in one motion. Couldn't get it to go. And the Jays will fire one up at the buzzer. No. Well, that's one half complete. It is all Breck, 45-21. We knew it would be tough, and it has been. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes, the halftime with Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
At RE/MAX Masters of Waseca, finding a realtor doesn't have to be a Hail Mary pass.
Hi, this is Blaine Nelson.
And Blair Nelson.
We are ready to help you be a ground gainer in real estate.
Your hometown team.
Downtown Waseca, 835-1466.
Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX Masters, always a fan.
Always a Blue Jay.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
Our service spotlight for the month of March is on Community Pathways. March is Minnesota Food Share Month, running through April 6th. Every dollar donated and pound of food collected in this time frame makes them eligible for proportional matching grants. Community Pathways has set a goal to raise $300,000 and collect 100,000 pounds of food in the 2024 campaign. You can donate online by the website communitypathwayssc.org or drop off a donation at 155 Oakdale Street. Make your donation stretch even further during Food Share Month with Community Pathways. Service spotlight is made possible by a gift from Federated Insurance.
Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcast on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contract required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue! Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Extreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. And now we're leading the way in bringing you one of the nation's first 10G platforms and blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further with the launch of Mediacom Bolt. You want internet that can't be beat? Call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Extreme team today.
Well, we're back at Williams Arena, and Activities Director Joe Hedevar with us. And Joe, you know, what's it been like around the school this week? Has to be a blast, a lot of excitement. I know that, you know, we've run into what seems like an invincible opponent here, but this week must have been really fun. Last week or so.
Absolutely. You know, it's a lot of work. There's a lot of stuff that goes into this, but it's something you're never going to get sick of. You're never going to get tired of, and just to be able to have that atmosphere around school and look over at Williams Arena and see another impressive blue and gold crowd over there. This is something that every kid, I wish every kid that's involved in athletics at Waseca High School would get to experience and be able to play in a game in an atmosphere like this. And it never gets sickening. It's just so much fun for our kids and our community to be able to do this. So, yeah. Absolutely great experience.
We've been very lucky over the last 10 years how many times we've done this in football and basketball.
Well, I was just talking to Jeannie Swanson over in the corner, and we were talking about that. We were talking basketball specific, and I think this is number 5 or 6 between the boys and the girls that we've been up here, maybe more, 7, that we've been over here at the University of Minnesota and playing in this experience with our kids. And it's just a testament to both our boys and our girls basketball programs and the hard work that they put in and all the work that they do in our community, how they support the kids growing up playing basketball in our community, and just all the people we have here. It's just, we're so blessed to be able to be up here and play. So.
And, I mean, if things hold the way they are, it would be tomorrow, same time, I think we're at Concordia. Is there any ticket information or anything?
Right now we don't have ticket information. I just don't think that link's been put live yet for the games for the consolation round. If things hold true, barring just an impressive comeback by the Jays and stuff like that, we'd be at 6 o'clock tomorrow at Concordia St. Paul against the loser of the next game.
Yep.
And it's slipping my mind. I know it's Minnehaha Academy
and Pequot
Lake. So mm-hmm. Barring anything drastic happening here in the second half, and we don't want to rule that out yet because you never know. We've seen crazier things happen. We'd be
to us and for us.
Yes, to us and for us. You're right. We've seen it both ways. You're correct on that, Don. We'd be tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Concordia St. Paul. And we'll get information out to all of our email users. We'll get it posted on Waseca Public Schools Facebook, and we'll also have it on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now. So,
all right, Joe, thanks so much.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for having me. And, you know, you never get sick of this. This is just amazing. It's great for our town, great for our school, and great for everybody involved. So thanks for having me, Don. I appreciate it.
There he is, Activities Director Joe Hedevar. Let's run through the scoring. There really wasn't much to talk about for the Jays. In the first half, it was Demarius had a couple. Duran at 4. Laird Keaton had 8. And Andrew Robran had 1 himself. And Carson Onstead had 6. And that's it. Jays were 8 of 32, Coop, 25%. They turned it over 4 times. They were 2 of 5 at the free throw line. For Breck, they were led by Hanif Muhammad with 10, 7 apiece for Freetag and Masoki. Dungy with 5, Newton with 4, Steinbeck with 2, and Cook off the bench with 6. The Breck Mustangs were 19 of 30, 63%. They were 1-of-1 from the free throw line. They turned it over 4 times.
Well, 2 numbers that really impressed me in that first half, Don. Breck shot 63%, Waseca shot 25%. We figured those numbers might also have to be reversed.
Totally.
For the Jays. And the other thing was Breck had 15 assists, while Waseca had 4 in that first half, to show you how Breck is passing the ball. Yeah. Rebounding-wise, the Jays did all right. Breck holds an 18-15 advantage on the board. Breck had just 1 offensive rebound, 17 defensive boards. Waseca had 8 offensive, 7 defensive for their 15. Individually rebounding for Waseca, Deron Russell and Laird Keaton led the way with 3 apiece, 2 for Robran, Hulsher, and Hiller, and 1 for Onstead, Thompson, and Demarius. 18-15, Breck leads on the boards at halftime.
Well, away we go. So let's take a break. We'll come back in a minute. Get ready for the second half. Back in 1 minute, Waseca Blue Jay Basketball.
Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcast on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota, with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contracts required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue!
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Well, back at Williams Arena, well, what do you do here in the second half?
Play hard.
I guess that's it.
They're too quick for us, Don. They're just too quick for us. They're excellent offensively with moving the ball. They don't come down and fire. They move the ball and get an open shot, and appears all 5 of their guys that start can score, so they don't care who gets the shot. Defensively, they're right in your face all the way. Sometimes we looks like we get around them and have a layup, and there's 2 guys jump in and just plug up the middle. So it's really, really tough task for the Jays.
Both teams finished their warm-ups, and now we're about set to go. Jays and Breck will start the same. And this is where Coog, you just got to find something inside that just said, you know, I got to keep fighting to the end. I just got to keep fighting to the end.
Here's where you find out if you're a real competitor or not.
Yeah.
This is the toughest thing in sport, to play hard when you're getting killed.
Yeah, that's true. Thompson will inbound to Demarius, and we're just about ready to go. Now Demarius, cross half court, hands it off. In the corner, Demarius, long three ball, halfway down and popped out. Rebound grabbed by Breck. Well, he just can't buy one. With the basketball, that is Newton. Newton on the wing to Dungy, baseline drive, free tag. Corner, Nassif Muhammad, a three. He doesn't miss. Hanif Muhammad is just a wrecking crew, and it's 45-21. Duran around to pick by Thompson. Tries to penetrate on the wing, Holscher. Boy, they close so quick defensively. That's another thing we haven't talked too much about. They're just so quick. Duran, three, a little bit short, rebound again. Grabbed by Mustangs, and Muhammad will fire up another three. Finally, he missed one. Weak side board, Laird Keaton will hand it off to Holscher. Up court, Demarius. Demarius, cross court, Laird Keaton. Keaton in the corner for Holscher. Holscher. Now Duran. Right back to Holscher. Now Demarius. Couple of head fakes. Spin move off the window. Got it. That's, there we go, Coop. Vintage Demarius. And he just played against one of the better defenders you'll find. And he left him in the dust. That was beautiful.
Maybe that'll get him going.
What a spin move. 48-23. That is just tremendous. Free tag. Muskoki. He'll back into Ron. That's a bad matchup. And Muskoki right over the top of him, because he goes about 6'3", 6'4", right in there. And he's a lot bigger than Duran. Left wing Thompson, now Demarius. Back to Duran. Duran, he'll put it on the floor, muscles his way to the hoop, knocked, oh boy, rolls off. Thought that thing was gonna fall down. Muskoki up the left sideline. Free tag, thought about a three, passed it up. Now he'll pull up, take a high arcing three, and knock it down. And it's 53-23. The lead balloons to 30. Demarius with 15:45 to go here in the ball game. Duran, he'll penetrate. Duran again on the wing. Thompson will take a three, and that's not the shot we want. Long rebound grab by Duran. Duran penetrates, spin move, and he is fouled. And I think he was fouled by Newton. Fifteen and a half to go here in the game. They'll get it in. Keaton better watch out. He has his pocket picked by Dungy. Dungy will lay it in. You take your eye off the ball for 1 second, and they're there.
Yep.
Another turnover. Not many on the Jays, so they only have five, but, boy, you just have to be over alert. Demarius, fadeaway in the lane. That one off balance, no good. Thompson put back. That no good. Duran grabs the rebound. He'll fire to Keaton, spins out of the way. Holscher thought about a three. Underneath, looking for Duran, threw it away. Turnover, Jays, quickly the other way. In the corner for Dungy. Dungy will go baseline. His shot blocked by Thompson. Wow. Jake came out of nowhere, Coog, and threw it into the first row. That was beautiful.
Beautiful block by Thompson.
I don't think he ever saw him coming.
Nope.
Well, Coog, we kind of worried coming in that this scenario might develop. And, you know, you watch them play. It's they just come at you in waves. Everybody can score. Everybody can rebound. Everybody can shoot. Everybody can hang in the air like Mu Muhammad, who hung in the air. Two guys flew by, and then he banks it in. Wow. 57-23. Duran to Demarius. Demarius will work to the hoop. Demarius, strong move with the right hand, comes up short. And Coog, they're able to body and muscle him more than most of his opponents. Free tag. He'll hand it off to Mu Muhammad. Mu Muhammad around Keaton, lays it off the window. Good. Well,
I'll go on record right now, Don. Unless something really unusual happens, this is the AA state champion.
Oh, by a mile. 14:18 to go. Timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
At RE/MAX Masters of Waseca, finding a realtor doesn't have to be a Hail Mary pass.
Hi, this is Blaine Nelson.
And Blair Nelson.
We are ready to help you be a ground gainer in real estate.
Your hometown team.
Downtown Waseca, 835-1466.
Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX Masters, always a fan.
Always a Blue Jay.
KRUE, Waseca, Owatonna, Faribault.
You know what? You guys play the best country.
Southern Minnesota's real country.
Give me some country.
Yeah.
Your country. Crew 92.
Ed Williams Arena, Class AA corner. And Breck, they took over about 5 minutes into this game, Coug, and they've just expanded the lead further and further and further ever since. 59-23. You run into teams like this, this is your worry. And Demarius will take a three. That one way short. Thompson, nice rebound. Thompson hands to Demarius, who gets to the rim and lays it in. Well, the guys are still fighting. They're still fighting. It's just, Coug, it's like, you know, you're in a valley and you got to climb Mount Everest. I mean, it's really something.
I guess a plus for the Jays tonight would be 12 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, I thought rebounding they had a chance. But it's just that the offensive ability of this team is ridiculous. What a step under move by Freitag. Threw it off the glass to himself and couldn't catch it. Duran comes the other way and dribbles it off his foot. Well, I don't know if Freitag Coug would do that if the game was 59-57.
He was going to throw it to himself off the board.
And he turned it over.
And he's coming up.
I don't think Coach Sony was really like that particular move. But he's having a little fun in a 59-25 game. So what do you... Oh, well. It was a heck of an athletic move. Well, we'll see. Steinbeck in the game. Now with it is Hanif Muhammad, and he traveled. Both teams have been really good, Jays. Seven turnovers. Breck with... six. It's just the number one monstrous, it's the basic difference, group. The Breck is shooting 60% and the Jays are shooting 20. And that's it. Cross court to Robrand. He'll hand it back to Demarius. Demarius, couple of crossovers. Demarius on the wing. Carson, he'll penetrate. Onstead in the corner. Keaton, three. Shot. Air ball. Boy, we've had a lot of air balls today, and I still think this backdrop, Williams Arena, has a lot to do with it. Cook just came back in. Hanif Muhammad to Dungy, back to Muhammad. 59-25, Breck. Muhammad, bounce pass, free throw line, Steinbeck. Steinbeck goes about 6'5", 6'6", pretty good-sized kid. Steinbeck, top of the arc. He'll fire up a three. That one, good. Wow. Everything just falls. That one rolled around the rim and then just bloop, fell right in. 62-25. It's amazing the percentage they're shooting. Demarius, he'll fire up a three. Finally got one to go. Right back at you, Demarius.
Well, that's a shooter. You missed a couple, you just keep firing.
Well, you got to keep going. 62-28. Muhammad, Steinbeck at the free throw. I tipped away by Demarius from behind. He's done that a few times tonight. They aren't paying attention, and Demarius will get you. Demarius will go to the hoop in the corner. Duran, three ball, that one off. Rebound, grabbed by Muhammad. And Muhammad had it taken away by Demarius. Now Duran. Duran steps around a defender and lays it in. And Coug, the Jays are saying, you know what, we're just going to keep coming.
Yep.
Couple of steals, and off they go. 62-30. Dungy. Free throw line, Steinbeck, Cook cutting to the hoop. Where was anybody?
We saw that coming from...
a mile.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't anybody within 15 feet of him.
They pass into the post high, and then a wing breaks along the baseline.
Well, there shouldn't be nobody on the baseline. Duran, nice crossover, lost it, got it back. Underneath the hoop, banked it in. Wow, what a play by Duran. And now Coogan, tell the Russells are feeling more comfortable. Unfortunately, it's about 15 minutes too late here, trailing by 30, and head coach Sony for Breck says, I'm going to call a timeout. 11-12 to go. Jays trail 62-32. Back in 30 seconds with Seeker Blue Jay Basketball.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Back at Williams Arena, Jay is just battling, and you can tell, Coog, over the last 5 minutes, the Russells have got a lot more comfortable. Maybe the nerves, maybe the just the apprehension and everything that goes around the anxiety of being in a state tournament, it's taken them a long time to feel comfortable on this basketball court. Now they're starting to feel comfortable, but like you said, Coog, unfortunately, they're playing a team that not only is it uber talented, but they're unselfish, and that's a bad combination for an opponent.
They're very impressive.
Very. But I love the way the Jays have just, they you know, we've had some steals, and they keep fighting. Love that. Free tag. Steinbeck. Cook thought about a three. Back to free tag. Hedvig picks it up. Now back on the wing. New man in the ball game. Is Michael Sweeney. Sweeney for Breck. Free tag. Nice head fake. Free tag. Hangs in the air. Gets to Dungy. Dungy tried to penetrate. Nothing there. Seven on the shot clock. Cross court free tag. He'll fire up a three. That's off the mark. Rebound grab by Robrand. And Robrand is fouled by Cook. I think the Jays have gone nose to nose with them on the boards. The only thing, Coog, is they've shot so well, we haven't had any chances to get defensive rebounds.
Yeah, we've got more offensive boards than we do defensive this game.
Well, and there's none out there. 64-32, 10.5 to go here at Williams Arena. Carson Onstead wide open three. That one no good. Demarius the rebound. Demarius will hand it back to Duran. Duran will put it on the floor. Nice move. Double clutch. Hits the layup, but no. I think a foul before he took the shot. Substitution for Breck. Muskoki will come in for Steinbeck. Demarius from the baseline into Duran. Duran will penetrate. Duran bounce pass. He had Robrand cut into the hoop, and Robrand couldn't get a handle on it. But I think Cook reached in and poked it out of bounds, so it's still Jay's ball. 16 on the shot clock. Demarius going to get the ball in. He does to Onstead. Onstead will hand it back to Demarius. Demarius, couple crossovers, now loses it, got it back to Onstead. Six on the shot clock. Onstead in the lane, wild off balance left-hand shot. Muskoki the rebound. He'll fire up quickly, right wing, free tag. Free tag, no look, pass to Muskoki. Oh my goodness. Coogie's done that about six times tonight. These no-look passes, and they're not for show. He just sets up the opponent. It's amazing. Demarius almost lost it. Got it back to Duran. 66-32, 9:40 remaining. Here goes baseline Duran. Nice step around move. Reverse layup. He missed it. Rebound grab by Muskoki. Muskoki, right wing free tag. 9.5 remaining. Baseline Muskoki. A quick baseball no-look pass from free tag. Just sets you up. Here's Sweeney in the corner. Right back to Cook. Now Muskoki. Free tag. Wide open. Dungy for three. And you know what he did. Lead expands to 69-32. And Coog, what is that, a 37-point lead? That would be run time about now. Crossover Demarius. When is the last time the Jays were run time? Demarius on the floor, gets it to Robrand. Now Duran, he'll go baseline. Duran, step back, fade away, got it. The sophomore looking good. As Duran, he's got 10 on the night. 69-34, free tag with the basketball. He'll operate, he'll step back and reset. 8:40 remaining. Now Cook, baseline. Dungy back out to free tag. Boy, that high arcing three hit the top of the backboard, no good. Robrand ripped down the board. Hands off to Demarius, 69-34, 35-point bulge, 8.5 to go. Demarius, floater in the lane, no, rebound Fritek. He'll bring it himself the other way. Hands it back to Cook. He'll spot for a three and knock it down. That's his third three. Jeez Louise, 72-34, 8.09 to go. Well, if somebody shoots a free throw, Coog, we're going to get some major chew-up of time. Duran, he'll put it on the floor. Duran trying to go one-on-one with Fritek. Fritek reached in and fouled him. Three team fouls on Breck in the half. The Jays don't have one yet. Cook will check out, and here comes some substitutions for Breck. Dylan Lupke in the ballgame for Breck as they go a little deeper into their bench now. Hulscher came in for the Jays, Jake Thompson as well. Caden Danner in the game for the first time. They'll get it to Duran. 72-34, all Breck. Ball tipped, run down by Laird Keaton. Keaton will put it on the floor. Keaton on the wing. Danner, wide open three. No, rebound tipped and grabbed by Thompson. Thompson finds Hulscher. Hulscher three ball. That one way short. Rebound Danner couldn't get a hold of it. And coming the other way, quickly is Fritek. Fritek out to Muskokie, a little too far. Overthrew him out of bounds. And the clock runs. So, Coog, the Jays are going to play tomorrow at Concordia. So, folks, get ready for that.
6 o'clock again.
It'll be against either Minnehaha Academy or Pequod Lakes. Interesting matchup. Duran in the lane. Finds Thompson on the baseline. He had to hang in the air. He was going to take a shot, but a bunch of hands flew by, forced him to pass it, and he threw it out of bounds. Hiller will come in. And let's see. Duran will take a break. So the Jays have gone deep into their bench now, or started to go deep into their bench now, as Demarius and Duran both sitting. Hanif Muhammad, he's been so good tonight. With the basketball, it is Newton. Hands off to Fritek. Fritek, he'll double clutch. Rolls one up there with the right hand, no good. And Danner elevates and rips down the board. Here comes Caden. Cross half court, Danner with the basketball. Danner will work all the way to the baseline, hands it to Hiller. Down to 5:45 to go. Laird Keaton. Keaton will step back. He'll take a three, knock it down. So Laird has a couple of threes, and it's 72-37, free tag. Boy, how many steps do you get to take, for crying out loud? He put the ball in the air and took three steps. But I know it's impressive looking.
If you're going to Wisconsin, you can take a few more.
I mean, extremely impressive athlete, Coog, but these are travels. I think everybody knows it, but it is what it is. Hanif Muhammad from the baseline, clock running, gets it inside to Fritek, and Fritek elevates and lays it in as his big night continues. Timeout called. Back in 30 seconds, Jays trail 74-37, Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Well, the foe, that the hand you were dealt, Coog, was, it was four aces. This is a team that really doesn't have a lot of weaknesses. They don't look too big, Coog, but they have enough size. They got a couple of guys around 6'5". Enough to make it difficult, and they're athletic as heck. And you mentioned extremely unselfish, sharing the basketball. So, if you're the Jays, Coug, I think you just focus on tomorrow night. You got to get out of the state tournament. Let's get a win here, Finish up this game hard and see what you do. 74-37, we're down to 5 minutes to go. Again, it's run time. Robran in the corner, Hiller, he'll take a three and hit it. Ethan Hiller. His first points of the night.
Hey, and we reached 40.
And we did. 74-40. Breck, monster lead. Lupke. Now Steinbeck, cross court. Muhammad in the corner for Lupke. Lupke will try to penetrate. Hands it back to Mu. He'll find Cook, another three. Finally missed one, for crying out loud. He's hit about all three of his shots. Here comes Keaton. Keaton in the corner for Hiller. Hiller back to Keaton. Keaton will go baseline. Keaton is bumped. Nope, he stepped out of bounds. Turnover 9. Clock still running. Jays trailing by 34. Lupke and Muhammad. Teddy Cook. Steinbeck. Lupke. They continue to work the ball. Sweeney hands it off to Muhammad. We're down to 3:55 remaining. Ball is almost stolen. It is stolen by Caden Danner. Danner will take it all the way to the hoop and lay it in. Coop, I still like that kid. He's got some game. His first point, 74-42. Danner with a nice steal. Muhammad, now Steinbeck, cross-court Sweeney. And we're going to have mass substitutions for the Jays. They get a chance here, Coog, to play on the midcourt. How cool is that? Almost a steal by Hiller. Muhammad, Cook, we're down to 3:22 to go. 10 on the shot clock. Muhammad between the legs. Muhammad working on Danner. Ball is tipped, hits the ground. Three, and he traveled. Hey, this group has really kind of made it happen. Now some substitutions for the Jays. Heyer will come in, and Sebastian Teague will come in. G.L. Van Engelenberg will come in. Hager will be in for the Jays. Clock still running. 74-42. Watts with the basketball. Now Heyer. Teague. Meyer will penetrate, not much there. Mass substitutions as well. Van Engelenberg, he'll go to the glass. Missed the shot, but got fouled. Big substitutions for Breck as well. And this will chew up quite a bit of clock here.
Yeah, when it's running time and you get fouled for free throws, it takes
it does
a good chunk off.
Van Engelenberg missed.
And Breck's going to empty their bench now, too.
Yeah, that's great. It's a lot of guys getting a chance to get in the game. And Van Engelenberg missed them both. Coog, that was the first two free throws shot this half. Jay's got the rebound. Votz will fire up a three. That no good. Rebound grabbed by the Mustangs with a minute and a half to go. Here's a three fired up. That one no good. Rebound grabbed by Van Engelenberg. We're down to a minute 20. 74-42. Here's Votz will step back, take a 15-footer. No good. Rebound Teague. He'll put it back up. That no good. And the Breck Mustangs come away with the board. And here comes Breck. 1 minute to go in the ball game. Oh boy, a major step-through move for the Breck Mustangs.
I think he stepped through twice.
I think he stepped through three times. Green with the shot and bucket. Here's Votz. Votz will try a wild shot. That one no good. Out of bounds. Last touched by Breck. 76-42. One more substitution for Breck. And these guys all getting a chance too. 24 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Jays will get it in. Votz, he'll penetrate. Votz in the lane. They're going to call a foul. And this pretty much is going to wipe out the game right here. 10 seconds to go. Jays will inbound to Van Engelenberg. And he'll fire underneath to Votz, and Votz will lose it out of bounds, and that will end the basketball game.
final score. The Breck Mustangs, 76, the Jays, 42. Post-game coming up. Post-game coming up. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes, Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
At RE/MAX Masters of Waseca, finding a realtor doesn't have to be a Hail Mary pass.
Hi, this is Blaine Nelson.
And Blair Nelson.
We are ready to help you be a ground gainer in real estate.
Your hometown team.
Downtown Waseca, 835-1466.
Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX Masters, always a fan.
Always a Blue Jay.
Our service spotlight for the month of March is on Community Pathways. March is Minnesota Food Share Month, running through April 6th. Every dollar donated and pound of food collected in this time frame makes them eligible for proportional matching grants. Community Pathways has set a goal to raise $300,000 and collect 100,000 pounds of food in the 2024 campaign. You can donate online via the website communitypathwayssc.org or drop off a donation at 155 Oakdale Street. Make your donation stretch even further during Food Share Month with Community Pathways. Service spotlight is made possible by a gift from Federated Insurance.
To successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
At Landmark Real Estate in Waseca, Molly Erdman and John O'Neill know the area like the back of their hands. Once a Blue Jay, always a Blue Jay. They're here to help you through the closing process, whether it's your first home or your forever home. They will do what it takes to get the best deal for you. Find them at landmarkminnesota.com and in Waseca just off Elm Avenue. They're ready to be your realtors from a fresh start to forever. Go Jays!
Back at Williams Arena, the Jays, well, their dream of a title comes to an end, but their state tournament is definitely not coming to an end. But they lose pretty convincing fashion tonight to Breck, 76-42. Let's run through the stats. Deron Russell had 10. Laird Keaton led the way with 11. Demarius had 9. Carson Onstead with 6. 1 for Robrand, 3 for Hiller, and a 2 for Caden Danner. The Jays overall were 17 of 61, and they shot just 27%. They were 2 of 7 from the free throw line. They turned it over 10 times. Breck, they were led by Hanif Muhammad with 13, free tag with 12, 11 for Masoki, 10 for D'Angelo Dungy, Miles Newton with 4, Muhammad with 4, Steinbeck at 5, Cook with 11, and Sweeney with 2, Green with 2. The Mustangs overall were 32 of 51. That's 68%. I mean, that's just ridiculous. This is an amazing stat for me. They were 1 for 1 from the free throw line. They shot 1 free throw, and they turned it over 11 times. Final score, 76-42. Coog?
Well, the highlight done was Breck only had one offensive rebound for the game, but when you shoot 68%, there aren't too many offensive
rebounds. You don't have anything to rebound.
Highlight for the Jays, they won the boards tonight, 30-29.
There you go.
Out-rebounded Breck 15-11 in the second half. Breck had one offensive rebound in the game, 28 defensive boards for 29 total. Waseca had 16 offensive boards, 14 defensive for their 30.
Wow.
Rebounding individually for the Jays, Deron Russell led the way with 6. Keaton had 5, 4 apiece for Robrand and Thompson. two for Demarius, two for Hulsher, two for Hiller, and one for Danner and Onstead. 30-29, the Jays won the boards.
So the Jays drop to 20-11. The Breck Mustangs go to 29-1. And tomorrow night, Coug, you and I will be at Concordia. 6 o'clock game. It will either be against Minnehaha Academy or Pequot Lakes, who play in the game coming up here at Williams Arena. But, you know, you ran into the best team in the state. They were. I mean, we're not, you know, I thought the Jays, they fought hard. They just, talent for talent, it was a bit of a different level tonight. And occasionally you're going to run into teams like that.
And it'll be a good thing to always look back on, because
yes,
we think Demarius and Duran are quick, and they are quick. But anytime they think they're too quick, they can think back to this game, because this defense really ate them up, and not just one-on-one, but you get past your man and there's two more waiting for you. They just could not penetrate like they'd been able to do all year. So this is a good learning tool for the Jays, because Demarius and Duran and Onstead will be back next year, and this is something they can look at and know that they've got a ways to go.
Yeah, hopefully lights the fire and it builds and builds over the next year.
Yep.
Still some work to do, though. We'll tomorrow night over at Concordia, and we'll be on the air about 5:40-ish from Concordia against either Minnehaha Academy or Pequot Lakes. Well, some thank yous. Again, Jake, thank you so much. Engineering masterpiece back at the studio. Our sports boosters, boy, they help you help us provide you the ride that we have here on Crew 92. Thanks to them, and make sure to patronize those businesses. Coug, best color guy in the business, and thanks to you for tuning in on Crew 92.1 FM and crew92.com. By the way, you can listen back to any one of these broadcasts, crew92.com under Waseca Sports. Well, Jays fall, 76-42, final score here at Williams Arena, as the Jays fall to number one team in the state, Breck, and move on to consolation tomorrow. For Dale Kuyoff, I'm Don White. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Waseca Blue Jay Basketball on Crew Country 92.1 FM. Brought to you by Federated Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, Demel Ford, Mediacom, Landmark Real Estate, iWealth Investment Centers, Snap Fitness, Haston Present Antiques, and RE/MAX Masters. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming here on Crew Country 92.1 FM.